myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit, nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like a dog along. Walking around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. We know what it's all about. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me
thank you. Hi, folks, this is Ian Tyson, and you're listening to The High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Twist CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Yeah, and that was Ian Tyson's old backing band before that, Rush, the most Canadian band ever, they tell me. Time Stands Still from one of those records that came after Farewell to Kings. I don't know, they all run together. But that song featured the unmistakable vocals of Ms. Amy Mann. I must have known that at some point in time, mustn't I? When I saw that she'd joined him on stage recently in L.A., I couldn't remember her ever having been on that song. But, I mean, I know the song. You can't not know the song. And clearly it's her. So I must have known. I just forgot because, like Ian Tyson, I'm an old, old man. Not quite there. You're listening to the Twang Twist, by the way, here on CKUW 95.9 FM. We heard two Amy Mann songs before that. One, hope you caught that, all you Phantom of the Paradise fans out there, Rainy Days and Mondays, written by the great Paul Williams. Yes, it's true. That comes from the soundtrack to an HBO series called The Chair Company. I know nothing about it. I haven't seen it. Let me know if it's any good. Before that, lead off track to Amy's album Lost in Space, a number called Humpty Dumpty. Probably my favorite Amy Mann song. Yeah. Remember when she played the Folk Fest? Remember that time? It was, she had like a super group with some other dude. I forget the dude. Was it Penn? Was it Michael Penn? I think it was, wasn't it? I forget. I'm nearly dead, you know. You know, whenever, you know, there used to be this old guy living on my block, Mr. O'Keefe. He was the dad to a couple of friends of mine. Michael and David, and you know, I was the same age as they were, but their parents were considerably older than mine were. But whenever you saw Mr. O'Keefe, and you know, you asked him, you know, the standard, you know, like, hey, how are you doing? He would always say, you know, everybody says fine, right? Doing good. No, Mr. O'Keefe would always say, alive and kicking, mostly kicking. And, you know, it's kind of cute the first couple of times you hear it, right? And then, like, the 473rd time you hear him say that, it starts to get on your nerves. And, you know, why do you ask him such an inane question to begin with? You know, you can argue that, and I wouldn't, you know, hunt you down and shoot you for saying that. Because, yeah, it's just a dumb thing to ask, I think. But that's what he would always say. And, you know, people got sick of it after a while, would start making fun of him for saying that. And anyways, fast forward 50 years. Whenever anybody asks me, hey, how's it going? And, you know, you're just supposed to say fine or grunt or something. I always say, not dead yet. And, you know, I'm starting to think maybe I'm Mr. O'Keefe. Maybe people are annoyed with me when I say that. I don't know. Keep it to yourself. If you're annoyed with me saying that when you ask me how's it going, keep it to yourself. I don't want to hear about it. Stop asking me. Okay. How about all these sports ball games that are going on, huh? There's all kinds of them. Big sports ball games lately. There was the big basketball game. And there was, there's all the big soccer games. And there was the big hockey game. How about that one, huh? How about that team? Go team. I figure we better salute all the good ball players that won all the good ball games lately. And sold one of the posters for this next act. It was one of the first posters I sold, actually, when I set up last week at the Forks. And it was, this kid comes along and he's looking through. And, you know, I got six bins full of old gig posters. And this kid comes by and he sees this one. And he just lights up, just this huge grin on his face when he sees the thing. And he's all excited. And he didn't really say anything. And, you know, he's a kid. He didn't want to talk to an old man. So I didn't really talk to him. But you could just see the joy in his face when he saw the poster for this show. It happened at the Burt just a few years ago. I didn't go. Kind of regret it. I don't know. They probably wouldn't have done this song. You know, I don't know what exactly goes on at their shows these days. I really have no idea. I'm pretty sure they didn't have George Harrison playing guitar with them like he is on this song. Uncredited, under a nom de plume when it was originally released for contractual reasons. You know this one. You love it. Come on. Sing along.
Possible Jones. I got a basketball Jones. Got a basketball Jones. Oh, baby. Ooh. Yes. I'm the victim of a basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball. And I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. Cheerleaders!
God's footballer hears the voices of angels above, the choir admonishing you. God's footballer stands on the doorstep and brings the good news of the kingdom to come, while the crowds sing Rock of Ages and the goals bring weekly wages, yet the glory of the sports pages is but the worship of false idols and tempts him not. God's footballer turns on a sixpence and brings the great crowd to their feet in praise of him. God's footballer quotes from the Gospels while knocking on doors in the black country back streets. He scores goals on a Saturday and saves souls on a Sunday, for the Lord says these are the last days. Prepare thyself for the judgment yet to come.
Hi, this is Billy Bragg, and you're tuned to CKUW 95.9 FM, listener-driven radio in Winnipeg.
This is Gabriel Velarde, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
This is Adam Lowry, and you're listening to The High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah. From the album Different Drum, that was The Phantoms with Gonna Celebrate. And back when he was a Winnipeg Jet, that was Nikolai Ehlers' goal song. He's since changed his goal song to some hip-hop thing that mentions North Carolina a lot. Not near as good, if you ask me. That was pretty happening. Good thing we got rid of that loser, huh? Yeah. final goal of the winning Stanley Cup game. Nick Ehlers, way to go. Before the Phantoms, we heard Billy Bragg with God's Footballer. Yeah. For all you FIFA fans, here's a Billy Bragg number. Billy Bragg coming to town soon. Winnipeg Folk Festival coming up faster than you think it is. And at the top of that set, a true classic, Basketball Jones. That's the word for a classic song about basketball, a classketball song. Yeah. Yeah, Cheech and Chong. You can buy their gig poster at the Forks. Any day this week, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., I'm there. Second floor, Forks Trading Company. Come say hi. Buy me a milkshake. Remember? We talked about that already. Okay. Folk Fest, Billy Bragg. It's festival season. Jazz Festival starts this week. Nothing going on I care about, but, you know, you jazz guys, feel free to indulge. Just don't tell me about it. I know I'm old and I'm supposed to get into jazz when I'm older. I tried. I like Peace Peace by, who's that piano guy? You know that guy. I like that song a lot. It's really the only jazz song I like. I mean, I guess I like that Dave Brubeck song. I mean, everybody likes that one, right? Take Five. Who doesn't love that? But that's pretty much it. You could do a 7-inch with Dave Brubeck on one side and Piano Man on the other. I'd be fine with that. That's my jazz collection right there. But, you know, all kinds of festivals starting up. And there was a festival that went on. I can't even remember where it was now. And I don't even know. See, my week has been so insane, I didn't really pay attention. But there was this show. There was this festival somewhere. And I don't know if it's a touring thing or ongoing or if it was a one-off or what. But there was this festival last weekend somewhere where the Hold Steady were headlining. And there's like, I don't know, there's like five bands playing. Two of the other bands being Bully and Titus Andronicus. Love the Bully. Titus Andronicus, kind of noisy for me, generally speaking. But I love the singer, the front man. Patrick Stickles, he's awesome. And even though his music that he makes is kind of too noisy for me, I love the guy. And it was cool to see a clip of the Hold Steady doing their song Chill Out Tent, which features this part in the song where you get, you know, two characters in the song sing lines, one of them being female. And Bully took the part of the female, you know, Alicia from Bully took that part. And Patrick from Titus Andronicus took the other role. And it was a hoot. It was a hoot, I tell you. It wasn't the complete song on the video I heard. And the quality was okay, but we need to hear it. And I think we're best off going with the album. Yeah, we're going with the cut from the album Boys and Girls in America. The boy tonight being Patrick Stickles from Titus Andronicus, and the girl being Alicia Bugnano from Bully. And this is the Hold Steady and their song Chill Out Tent.
There was a stage in the PA. up in western Massachusetts. And the kids came from miles around to get messed up on the music. And she drove down from Bowdoin with a carload of girlfriends to meet some boys and maybe eat some mushrooms. And they did, and she got sick. Now she's pinning way too shaky. She don't want to tell the doctor everything she's taken. The paramedics hovered over like a somber morning family. They gave her activated charcoal. It flooded her with saline. Around the edges, he'd been to school but never finished. He'd been to jail but never prison. And it was his first day off in forever, man. The festival seemed like a pretty good plan. Crew some chicks to get a suntan. And his friend gave him four, but he said only take one. But then he got bored and he ended up taking all four. Oh, so now my man, he ain't that bored anyways. The paramedics found him. On the side of the stage,
everything was spinning. Then I came to in the chill out day. They gave me oranges and cigarettes.
I got nearly high, but I came to in the chill out day. They gave us oranges and cigarettes.
Baby bird all new and wet and shot a lot of parliament. He quoted her some poetry, Tennyson and denim and sheepskin. He looked a lot like Izzy Stradlin. They started kissing when the nurses took off their IVs. It was kinda sexy, but it was kinda creepy. Their mouths were fizzy with the cherry cola. They had the privacy of bed sheets, and all the other kids were mostly in comas.
Hi, this is Franz Nicolai from the Hold Steady, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
I said that. Winnipeg. This is Alicia, and you're listening to the high, lonesome sound of the Twang Trust CKUW 95.9 FM.
First, do we flip the coin?
If you want to go first.
Age before beauty.
Okay, that's me then. The river.
Blinded by the light.
Dancing in the dark.
Growing up.
My hometown.
Does this bus stop at 82nd Street?
Sandy.
57th Street Serenade.
East Street Shuffle.
Rosalita.
10th Avenue freeze out.
Mary, Queen of Arkansas.
Born to run.
Growing up.
Night.
Lost in the flood.
Jungle land.
Born to run.
Born in the USA.
Dancing in the fuck. All right, you.
All right, round one. That was pretty good, right?
This is harder than just naming them.
Yeah, because it's rhythmic.
No thinking, just clapping. Sure.
Radio Nowhere.
Tougher than the rest.
Girls in their summer clothes.
Magic.
Ramrod.
Stolen car.
Highway patrolman.
Used car.
Tunnel of love.
Nebraska.
Is that an album or is that a song?
There's a song, there's a track.
Ties that bind.
The fever.
Two hearts as beat as one.
Fire.
I'm on fire. I think Two Hearts Beat as One might be a technicality, though.
Right, you're thinking of Debbie Gibson.
Or YouTube.
Is anybody keeping score?
Call it a draw.
All right.
Was that?
I'll concede because you're not from the same state as him.
Well, that's...
I should have walloped you a little harder.
maybe. But I do have some years on you, which I could be cramming Springsteen knowledge in.
So I guess we both concede. But, everybody
wins. Everyone loses.
Just give me a suitcase and I promise not to look back. Shine down on Pleasant Avenue. Lovers, they walk by holding hands two by two. A breeze crosses the porch, bicycle spokes spin round. I'm out the door. Tonight I'm gonna burn this town down. And the girls in their summer clothes, in the cool of the evening light. Girls in their summer clothes pass me by. Rubber ball smacks off the gutter neath the lamplight. Bank clock chimes, off go the sleepy front porch lights. Downtown the stores alight as the evening's underway. Things been a little bit tight, but I know they're gonna turn my way. Girls in their summer clothes, in the cool of the evening light. Girls in their summer clothes pass me by. Frankie's Diner, an old friend on the edge of town. Neon lights spinning round, like a cross above the lost and found. One more time now, an old friend on the edge of town. Neon signs spinning round, like a cross over the lost and found. She went away, she cut me like a knife. Hello, beautiful thing, maybe you could save my life. In just a glance down here on Magic Street, love's a fool dance, and I ain't got much sense, but I still got my feet. Girls in their summer clothes, in the cool of the evening light. Girls in their summer clothes pass me by. Girls in their summer clothes, in the cool of the evening light. Girls in their summer clothes pass me by. Pass pass me by.
I can't remember where that comes from, but there it is. That's Craig Finn covering Bruce Springsteen's Girls in Their Summer Clothes. Summer clothes. You'd be able to wear them, I don't know, August sometime by the looks of things. It's cold out there. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with this weather. Speaking of Craig Finn, that was him hanging out with Patrick Stickles from Titus Andronicus before that, with their Springsteen Song Challenge, which ended in a losing draw, apparently. But it was entertaining, wasn't it? Yes. Titus Andronicus themselves before that, We're Coming Back from the album The Will to Live. Usually their songs are much noisier than that, and they go on for like 11 minutes. That was just nice and short and punchy. Loved that one. Bully, the other guest vocalist that the Hold Steady had the other night in wherever they were, at some festival somewhere. We heard Change Your Mind from Bully's last record, Lucky For You. Sure would be nice to get some new music out of you, Alicia. She's been active lately, doing a few gigs here and there and jumping up on the socials and saying howdy and stuff. Still no actual new music, but we have faith. It's coming soon. We do. And the song that that Alicia and Patrick joined the Hold Steady for the other night, Chill Out Tent from the album Boys and Girls in America. Well, we're coming to a close on the Twang Trust here, kids. Stay tuned for Sane coming up next here on CKUW. And hey, tomorrow night, is it going to be gig of the year? It very well could be. The Pyramid Cabaret is the place to be tomorrow night. And get there early and have a jerk chicken wrap. They're really good. I never would have thought I'd be raving about food for sale at the Pyramid, but it's pretty great. But even greater than a jerk chicken wrap is the talent on display tomorrow night. Double bill of epic proportions. The Reverend Horton Heat, and all the way from Toronto, Canada, the Suffragettes, who might have had show of the year last year at Side Stage, and now they're going to have an even bigger room to blow minds in tomorrow night. Get your tickets while you can. Gonna be a time. I'll see you there. The Suffragettes, of course, instrumental combo, and Reverend Horton Heat, pretty much, he's Reverend Jim, he's the singer in the band, but on occasion, the Rev is known to not say a darn thing, like on this song here called Zombie Dumb. We'll see you next week, kids, on the Twang Trust.
dumb.
On the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.